This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports that half of all adults in the United States have now received at least one COVID shot.
President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells ABC's This Week,
I believe we'll get back with it, and it might be some restrictions. Not sure what that will be, whether there'll be age or sex, or whether they'll just come back with a warning of some sort.
J&J shots were put on hold due to rare but serious issues with blood clots.
The pause was to take a look, make sure we know all the information we can have within that time frame, and also warn some of the physicians out there who might see people, particularly women, who have this particular adverse event, that they treat them properly.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
India's chief minister is now urging the federal government to provide more hospital beds to tackle the COVID crisis after the capital, New Delhi, recorded 25,500 coronavirus cases within a 24-hour period. That's about one in three people testing and returning a positive result. In a separate statement, the city government said it had informed the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's federal administration about the dire need of beds and oxygen, and beds were now being set up in schools. India's government relaxed almost all lockdown curbs of last year. By the beginning of 2021, although some regions have introduced localized restrictions. Hundreds of passengers thronged Australian airports Monday as an open border system began with New Zealand, a pandemic milestone that allows Australian residents to fly there for the first time in over a year. This is VOA News. In response to killings in Niger, the government there is calling the incident a cowardly attack by people who claim to be Muslims. Gunmen on motorcycles attacked the village near the troubled border with Mali, shooting at people as they prayed at the mosque during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, killing 19. The attack took place in a village which has come under repeated attack by suspected Islamic militants since January. Russia has ordered 20 Czech diplomats to leave the country within a day in response to Prague's expulsion of 18 Russian diplomats. The Czech government has alleged the Russian embassy staffers were spies for military intelligence agency that was involved in the fatal ammunition depot explosion in 2014. The Czech ambassador was summoned to the Russian Foreign Ministry and told that 20 diplomats must leave by the close of Monday. Meanwhile, Czech police are trying to determine if two Russians charged in absentia with trying to poison a former Russian spy in England in 2018 were involved in the 2015 depot explosion. Associates of imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny are calling for massive protests in Moscow and St. Petersburg on Wednesday, saying Navalny's health is deteriorating during a hunger strike. A top strategist for Navalny said the demonstrations were called with the 3 days' notice because they don't know how long he can hold on. The 44-year-old Navalny is Russian President Vladimir Putin's most visible critic. He started a hunger strike more than 3 weeks ago to protest prison authorities' refusal to allow him to be seen by a private doctor. He says he is suffering from severe back pain and loss of feeling in his legs. The Russian Penitentiary Service says he is getting appropriate care. The European Space Agency is set to host the 8th European Conference on Space Debris this week. Experts will meet in an attempt to come up with solutions for the growing problem. An estimated of over 129 million objects larger than a millimeter are currently orbiting above our heads, threatening global communications, weather forecasting, even human spaceflight. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.